had to give me recognition of Chandramani. Had to give me recognition of Chandramani. The gopis, the Nanda, Yashoda, and the Vrindavan, so many things must come for her praise. Only Krishna is the object of her praise, admiration, and all illuminated. She can't see the greatness, the nobleness of the paraphernalia. Only Krishna. This is artificial. If you want to be my devotee, become devotee of the devotee. One who is the devotee of the devotee, he is my real devotee. And I can't recognize the greatness, the nobleness of the devotee of Krishna. And eliminating them, I am good and the Krishna is good. And all eliminated. What is this? No better person than myself. Only Krishna and myself. And all eliminated. This is madness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Maharaj,
yes.
Is opulence, money, an indication that Krishna is being pleased or so popular in a temple if there is money and many devotees and so on?
That is not criterion. Money is not criterion. And if by Krishna's wish, money is also utilized in the service, that also may be. But that is not the only criterion. Even Sanatana Goswami, when putting to Radha Madan Mohan only a quantity of atta, and the only putting into the fire and he is offering to that and taking it. Bhavagrahi janardana. Krishna does not accept anything material. But what the devotee offers him with his own earnestness, that earnestness is taken by Krishna. Bhavagrahi. He is chetan and he is spiritual. And the spiritual element that in a worshipper, what he gets by the offering, Krishna takes that too. Inner tendency is accepted by him, not the outside. That is a tale that there was one devotee in Puri, Madhav Das. He was a man, he was a devotee of Sokha Rasa. So much so that we are told one day, Jagannath says, Madhav, I shall go to steal jackfruit from the garden of particular panda. You have to follow me. What is this, my Lord, your asking? All right, what is the way I must carry out? Then at night, taking Madhav, he has come inside the garden of jackfruit, and Krishna went up the tree, and he is snatching and fell. And there was a sound, the panda came out, who is that? Stealing my fruit, that fruit. Krishna leaving his over cloth in the branch, he ran away, jumped and ran away. And the man found this Madhav. Oh, you are that Satan, At daytime, sit by the side of a road and beg. You are a big sadhu. And at night he has come to steal my jackfruit, to get good victory. Then what? Krishna took me. Krishna took me. Jagannath took me. Jagannath came to steal with you. You fool. You want to convince me that there is his feet, you see. Oh, you have stolen also the overcloth of Jagannath. You have stolen and put there. And you want to befool me. That you have taken and was brought. Took him to the king. And of course, good beating. Then Jagannath gave them dream to king as well as to the leader of the priest. I went with Madhava to steal jackfruit, and Madhava is beaten, and I have taken all those beatings in my body, and please arrange to apply some medicine on my body. Then there was a great upset. Then the Madhava is really such a devotee. Jagannath himself is giving dream both simultaneously to the king and the leader of the Pandavas. Then Madhava left the place, went to Vrindavan. Now people will throng to see me, that I am such a high devotee. I won't be able to tolerate all this charaya. And it is told, written in Bhaktamal, that Madhav, when collecting some this fried gram, he offered it to Banku Bihari, their temple, and he took himself. And Banku Bihari, of course, Delhi worship, that arrangement, the bhog, love, everything. But at that time, the servitor of Banku Bihari, he was of a high type, and he could feel Banku Bihari's satisfaction after bhog. That day, he said that Banku Bihari face is not very peaceful. He has not taken anything. Then he told, I must have some flaw. So again he prepared new bhog and again placed. Then also, after some time he removed, he came to see the face of the deity. And Ani. So he began to cry. I am so sinful, my things have not been accepted, my Lord. By my Lord, what is this? What shall I do? He fasted, I can't eat. I can't take prasadam. When I feel that Banku Bihari did not touch it, then without taking food, he is lying on the bed, and in his coma he sees that Banku Bihari told that it is not your fault, but I cannot feel well. I feel sick. That Madhav, my devotee, has come from Puri, and he has offered me that jana, that fried gram. And I took that in such quantity that I can't eat anything. A full belly, I took, and I felt sick. So The external grandeur is no criteria. Only pride, gum, that may cause so much pity that he becomes it. Bhavagrahi Janardana. There is another story that of that mongoose in Rajasuya Yajna. The mongoose only rolled in a spot where a Brahmin was fit at the time of Durbhiksha. So much degree of sacrifice was only for us rice or bread for two or three fishes. But the degree of sacrifice was great. And in the ratio, so many collection, mass collection from the kings, and a big yajna, gorgeous rajasi. So sattvic, rajasi, tamasi, the yajna are three kinds in this world. Anyhow, so the devotion is comfortable for the Lord. Prem, God is fond of prem, not in an external grandeur. Rather, grandeur may go on to little extent in Vaikuntha. In Vrindavan especially, they are all subterranean. Not fond of any gorgeousness. Plain, simple. And the plain, devotion, love, sacrifice, affinity, surrender. That are the words admired in Vrindavan. Special. So what's the time?
9:45.
Huh?
9:45.
Nice in my zone. That is the proof they are the devils. Keep creating the trouble.
He is most affected because he, Krishna Maharaj, is very near to him. His zone is nearer to this Krishna Maharaj. So he is most affected. And also nearer to Hamsudhus Maharaj, is it?
Yes.
So naturally we will be very much excited.
His nature is also
challenging out. All right. No discussion began about my request, proposal.
He said the meetings did not start yet, just preliminary.
All right. Where is Mother Prabhu? Is he here? No.
He came at 2 o'clock in the morning, so he may be tired.
So late he could manage to come here.
Yeah, he also went late. He went at 7 o'clock and came at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. So they must have had a long talk into the night. 6 hours. 5 hours.
Only Hridayananda Maharaj came into the room and after a calm introduction, he also became like a lion, a tiger.
Agitated.
And,
who?
Hridayananda.
How many lines are there? One. Brahmin's thought. Brahmin's thought, then Vidyananda, these two. And Parvati Bhagavan is also not a less, not a less one. Bhagavan God. And three. And
they're waiting for Kirtanananda Maharaj to arrive.
He's a sober man. At least very meek and speak very little. Kirtanananda Maharaj, last year he came here, Kirtanananda Maharaj.
Kamal Krishna Maharaj?
Kamal Krishna is very sweet and clever.
It's more like a tiger.
More like a fox.
In any case, lion or tiger. But in my case, he will consider with little calmness, perhaps. Hare Krishna. And how is Satsuru Maharaj? Little sober.
Satsarupa.
Yes, he's sober.
He's trying to remain neutral.
Satsarupa.
Neutral, but not positive.
And what is about Gopal Krishna Prabhu?
His name is on the table for Guruship this year. Him, and Bhakti Tirtha, the black sannyasi, will be the first black acharya of the black community.
Bhakti Tirtha comes from Africa.
No, he's American.
He's Negro.
Negro. Bhakti Tirtha.
And also Panchadravida Maharaj.
Panchadravida. In Madras.
Panchadravida Maharaj in South America, Mexico.
South America.
Mexico.
Panchadravida.
These are three of the names.
On the table.
On the table for Acharya Bhagavan.
Consideration of Acharya.
We feel that you are forcing them to do this.
And not a Swarup Damodar.
We didn't hear about it.
Hare Krishna. Not any Indian.
Yeah, Gopal Krishna is Indian.
Gopal Krishna.
Indian, Punjabi. Yeah. Comes from Punjab.
Yeah, correct.
And no trace of Chaitanya Das, Chaitanya Pada, that absconded in Punjab?
No.
No trace?
No, he's gone. Apparently he was arrested in Australia.
What?
He was found and arrested in Australia.
Arrested?
Yeah, about many months ago. Almost a year ago. He was found in Australia. And he was arrested
by the interest of ISKCON.
Yeah.
Oh.
What happened to him after that? I don't know.
He sold away the building and the many properties of the ISKCON. And no news about Hamsadut Maharaj.
He's said to be completely out of ISKCON.
Oh, ousted.
Rejected.
Rejected.
Another.
Hamsadut Maharaj. So he's already a dead man, but of ISKCON.
But that's not official.
Not official. Oh.
There's no official decision in that way, though. That's just general talk.
But he's a hopeless. Hopeless case for the ISKCON.
That they say.
They say. That they say. So, this is not a unanimous resolution. It is an objection. That they say, but he may not be. He is not. So, gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold, gold, holy gold. Idaigo, annaya betiri gabhyan, Jatsat sarvatta sarvada. Annayadi sarata. Direct, indirect method. We may approach a cause. Approach a cause. But direct approach is more healthy and helpful. Anukulleno krishnanu shilanam. And pratikulleno krishnanu shilanam. That is also possible. To cultivate in indirect way, that is also possible. But that is not very desirable. Anukulleno krishnanu shilanam, to cultivate about Krishna. In favorable way, in positive way, that is desirable. By elimination of the indirect side. But indirect side is not less important. It is approaching to the highest stage of devotion in any way or other. It is necessary. It is a necessary part. Indirect. Devaki is indirect to Yashoda. Yashoda is always afraid of Devaki, Vasudev. They come to claim the child as their own. How can it be? And the Radharani's camp, they think that Chandravali's camp group, they are empty, indirect, to the direct camp. So in all Russia, there is harmony in this court. When Krishna begins his play along with the friends, two parties, of course, one side is Krishna, another side Balaram, and then the other cowboys, they are divided, but two sides, Balaram and Krishna, represent two opposite sides when playing began. Another divided into two. And they began to fight. And will be defeated. Their punishment is that they will carry the men of the other party on their shoulder. And this way, some sort of sadhis, punishment. Balaram was very strong, on the other side, Sridham was very strong. Sridham came to Krishna's party, Krishna was less strong, Balaram sufficiently strong. So Balaram one party and the Krishna another party, and the Sridham must be in the party of Krishna. In this way, and then the playing began. There are two parties fighting. And Balaram generally did not accept that he is defeated. His party is defeated, he won't accept that. So, whenever that purpose was your party defeated, Balaram became enraged. No, he was wrong. That was his nature. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And sometimes some demons also entered into the party, taking the form of a cowboy. They also this Palamba, then Bomasu, they mixed within the party. And they are seeking opportunity. Taking on the shoulder, taking away. any of them. So Bhumasur, he one day carried Balaram into the depths of the jungle. And when Balaram could understand that he is a demon and not anyone of our party, then such a big blow he put on his head. Enjoyed. Then also subgroups of Dipantra also. In this way, it is the necessity of the nature of Lila, bifurcation, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Synthesis means there are many antitheses. Otherwise, synthesis, harmony means many and one and many, unity and plurality. That is harmony. Plurality must be there. Bahu. Neho nanasti kinchana. Neho nanasti kinchana. We will say that many, and not, they are not independent. They are meeting in a common cause. No nana. Not many. Because they are harmonized into one. So, when Upanishad said, Neho nanasti kinchana. There is no variegatedness. First even Shankaracharya, he sacrifices many and accepted only one. Mahaprabhu told, this is not proper acceptance of the revealed truth. The Nana must have recognition and the one also have recognition. Both plurality and unity, both should have recognition, not only one. Why do you say that there is no nana, no variety, no plurality? You have no right to say that. If plurality is not there, then what is the necessity of saying? What is the necessity of saying that there is no plurality? Plurality is there. And still there is one who is connecting the plurality and controlling the plurality. So, the plurality and the unity both exist simultaneously. You have to admit this. This is the conclusion of Mahaprabhu. But Shankaracharya, he sacrificed the whole self plurality, diversity. There is only one is there. No plurality. Then necessarily it becomes non-differentiated, non-specified, nirvishesh. Apanipadu yavano grihita. No leg, no hand. No hand, no leg. But he can run and he can catch. Paschatta chakhu, no eye, but he can see. Svasinat takarno, no ear, but he can hear. Then Shankaracharya accepts only one part. No ear, no eye, no leg, no hand. But Mahaprabhu says, no, you must accept both. He has no leg, but he can run, he can walk. What does it mean? He can see, but he has no eye. What does it mean? The eye is there. But the eye is not of the fleshy eye as we have got. This is the purpose. The leg is not like the leg that we possess. The eye is not so that we have got. But he has got his eye. So, prakita nishadhi kare a prakita sthapan. That is the conclusion of Mahaprabhu. Not this mundane, but he has got spiritual. Spiritually he has got everything. And this negativeness only will apply to the mundane characteristic. He can see, so he has got eye. But he has got no eye, that is no eye similar to us. That should be the purpose of the Vedic. Mantra. Everywhere we have to take it that way. Sarvam Khadidam Brahma. Wherever we see it is Brahma. Sarvam. Shankaracharya says no Sarvam, not many. But only one Brahma. Mahaprabhu says you have no. Sarvam is also existing. There is no necessity of saying such. But one is the master and they are subordinate in a system. The control and the controller. And this there is no necessity. If it is not existing, then what is the necessity of your talking so much? Whom you have come to preach? What is the necessity of preaching if they are not existing? That is also it. Maya is also there. Maya has got its existence. Otherwise, why you have come to remove Maya? If Maya does not exist, if misconception, misunderstanding does not exist at all, then what is the necessity of your talking so much to remove misunderstanding? It is there. So misconception, the possibility of misconception is also there. It is a reality. It is reality that misconception, provincial, local conception, it is also there. The relative is also there, not only absolute. Absolute relative. Both coexisted. This is Chidvilas. Chidvilas. Not the negation of a particular thing, but the adjustment. Adjustment with everything, with the whole. Gaudhari, Gaudhari, Gaudhari. So, Krishna is considering the case of Shishupal, how he will be killed. A meeting, Krishna, Balaram and Uddhava, three, discussing. What Krishna says, Baladev giving opposition. Opposition. Krishna wants a policy to be adopted. Baladev, what is this policy? You please leave it to me. I shall go and kill him straight. What is the policy, this and that? I don't understand all that. The Uddhava, he is trying to pacify Baladev. Baladev. And it is represented very cleverly in Magho Kavi. Yadut uktam musalopanina. The dhani, in the ornamental way. What the Musalopani has told, Musalopani is Baladev. Musal means this club. Musalopani, Baladev, that gives a hint that he does not rely on any intelligence or politics. He wants to solve everything with the club, with the strike of his club. Vushalopan. That he has got less intelligence, but wild force. Vushalopan. Then it was added that Arsya Yugra is advancing and Shishupal will be invited. And the Krishna will be given by the Pandava the highest position, and that Shishupal won't be able to tolerate, and he will abuse Krishna in a very boisterous way. And then Krishna already promised that 100 offenses he will pardon to Shishupal's mother, his maternal aunt, and that will be fulfilled and he will be killed there. These all were presented by Uddhava in that meeting. And they ultimately had to do, that was accepted by Balaram. Gaur Hari Gaur. Nijai Gaur Hari Gaur. Opposition is also service. Some service. And Madhur Rasa also. Opposition may be seeming opposition. Opposition. Bhamma Bhav, Bhamma. Bhamma Bhav. Of course, the very higher topic. Radha Rani's nature is Bhamma Bhav, Bhama. What is offered from the side of Krishna, she yes, flatly refuses that. And that increases excitement in Krishna. That is a peculiar thing. Nirantar Bhama. Nirantar Bhama, the highest type of what is Nayika? Nayak Nayika? Hero, hero. Heroine. The highest type of heroine. The she would possess that sort of attitude. Always opposing the hero. Such a tendency. It is supposed to be the highest quality. So, all these things. So opposition is also a particular service to be called. In harmony, it has got its place. Otherwise, what is the necessity of harmony? The greatest opposition force, if one can control, there is the real capacity or real prasamsa, superiority of harmonizing principle. The greatest opposition force can be harmonized by whom? He is the expert of harmonizer, of the harmonizer. So harmony. Harmony means to control opposite forces. Opposite forces. It must have to be such powerful that it will come into. And Ramchandra told once when Lakshman fell hit by the Shakti Shil, peculiar type of weapon of Ravana. Shakti Shil. Perhaps by Indrajit also. Ramachandra repented very much and he told afterwards, the Deshi Kolastan, we can get now the wife may be available in every province and the country. This is from the friends also we can have from many countries. Come to Desham Napashyami Jatta Bhata Sahudara. But no land can be is same where a brother from the same mother can be found. That was the wedding of Ramja. But Lakshman told me from the opposite side. Ramchandra said, not a friend like brother is never available anywhere. But Lakshman, he told from the opposite angle of this. Garbhastha Kirahantara. The brother is the worst type of enemy, because when he comes in the mother's womb, the elder brother, he cannot suck the breast of the mother, milk. When the brother is in the womb, the elder brother is deprived of the mother's milk of the breast. Garbhastha Kshirantara. Bhumishta Krodhahata. When he comes out of the womb of his mother, then the brother captures the lap of mother, and the elder brother is dispossessed of the lap of mother. Bhumishta Krodhahataka. Krodha. That lap of mother is dispossessed by the elder. Yauvane Dhanahantara. When he is grown up, he comes to take the share of the father's property. Claims, I have equal share with you. Or nasti bhati samoripu. So, brother is the first class enemy of the brother. That was that's argued by Lakshmana himself. Gaur-hari-gaur, the opposition. Still Ramchandra, he could control brothers. Harmony. Ramchandra also find. She left Sita, vanished her. Vanished Sita when she was with child. Only by the remark of an ordinary subject, he banished Sita. Then, when there was a particular sacrifice, Ramchandra was asked by the rishis that you must marry without wife. Such sacrifice cannot be performed. So you have to marry her. That's Ashwamedha Yajna. Then Ramchandra refused to marry. Then there was a compromise. Then that, a golden statue of Sita, that will be prepared and that will be on the left side of Ramchandra. When he will give himself in the actual sacrifice. And this is agreed. And when that news reached Sita, Sita thought first that Ramchandra had only one wife, Sita. Whereas Dasarath had several thousands, his father. But Ramchandra only single wife, Ekopatni Dha. Krishna Bahuvallava in Dwarka, thousands. But Ramchandra only one, Sita. And she and Ramchandra, of course, apparently dealt with her very cruelly. But when Sita heard that Ramchandra is performing yoga, Sita knew that he must have to marry again. But when she heard that Ramchandra, with a golden statue of Sita on his side, he is performing yoga, and he did not marry.